Goaltending doesn't hurt, too.
Yeah, good goaltending in the form of Michael Hutchinson, and our guest here in our postgame show is Sebastian Cosa, who we congratulate because he's got himself a record that will forever stand. Well, at least it'll stand for a long time. I can't imagine anyone coming along and breaking this one. 16 straight games, earning at least 1 point. And along the way, and I think some people forget this, Sebastian, your goals against during those games is about 2.03.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. But obviously, you know, like you pointed out, that goals against, obviously, a huge part of the Cosa team. You know, we've, you know, since January, I'd say, you know, we flipped a switch. And, you know, I've luckily been, you know, in that one. You know, we're playing our best hockey. And, you know, 16, like you said, and hopefully it goes longer. But, you know, we got a good thing going right now. And, like I said, just... keep rolling here.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that before you came on, is just how this team turned it around on a dime. You know, to have those two losses down in Texas and then to come back after that break for the holidays and just, like you said, flip a switch, and all of a sudden now we're a team that has lost only six games in its last 37. How, you know, what do you point to? Is there any one thing, or what would be the main reasons for this sudden turnaround?
Oh, lots of things. I think, you know, obviously we've got a good lineup in right now, and, you know, guys are playing connected hockey. You know, we got a confident group right here right now, and obviously, like you said, the record we broke here tonight, the 17-point streak at home, obviously that's a big part. You know, a lot of home games since January, and, you know, we're taking care of business at home. So, you know, I think, like I said, you know, a lot of things that are clicking our way right now, and, you know, being connected hockey, you know, our D-zone's been really great, you know, limiting their chances. And when we're playing good defensively, you know, we're a really hard team to beat. So,
Sebastian, how much is that talked about, like, going into a game like tonight? Hey, guys, we can go, you know, a franchise record 17 game on point and big streak. How important is that to you guys, and how much were you talking about it, or do you?
No, yeah, not talked about, really. You know, I think we were focused tonight. You know, we knew we had the chance to clinch playoffs here, and, you know, at home against a team, you know, we haven't really done too well against all year. So, you know, we want to come in here and get the 2 points for that reason. And, you know, the streaks are kind of, you know, it's cool when it happens, but, you know, you can't be thinking about it, really. You know, it kind of works out, you know, the way it does. And, you know, like I said, you know, we've been playing really good hockey recently, and, you know, it's cool. You know, those streaks are broken now. And, you know, like I said, just going to keep trying to build on those.
We talk a lot about, obviously, the good veteran leadership here, Sebastian, but we've been really enjoyed watching some of the young kids have really started to blossom. I mean, Marco Casper, the list goes on and on. What have you seen from those young guys, you know, like yourself, but guys who are maybe here for the first year or two, how much their games have grown here?
Yeah, like you said, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of guys that are doing really good right now, and, you know, that have had really good years, but, you know, guys like, you know, like Marco and, you know, Amadeus and Vardy, you know.
Carter
Mazur, yeah, you know, those guys are, you know, it's really cool to see because, you know, they're putting the work in every day. You know, those guys are usually the latest guys on the ice and, you know, just working on their craft every day. So, you know, to kind of see it translate to games right now is really cool, and, you know, I'm happy for them.
Well, and another guy I know you and I personally are going to be really excited about is Cross Hannes, you know, the Western League gang. you know, we've been rooting for him. He was been in a bit of a funk, you know, obviously, and you know, he is starting to play some good hockey, and you and I were talking to him this morning, Sebastian, and tonight might have been, I don't know if I want to call it a coming out party, but he was very active tonight. He had a couple of assists. He was engaged in some scrums. Gotta love what you're seeing out of that kid right now.
100%, yeah, he's trending up for sure right now. You know, early in the season, you know, coming off you know, an injury, season-ending injury last year, and you know, just coming into the season, you know, making sure he gets his touches and his reps and stuff, and, you know, seeing him move up to that third line tonight and get some more opportunity, you know, he really took it and ran with it. And, you know, like you said, you know, he had a great game tonight. You know, really excited for Cross, too. He's a great guy.
How about the golden boy, though, Sebastian Cosa? Boy, they can't talk enough about you and the Wings Nation these days.
No, yeah, it's cool. You know, trying to take it, you know, one game at a time. Obviously, you know, been having some success down here, and you know, that you know, it's cool, and you know, we're just gonna continue to build on that. And obviously, you know, now it's getting to you know, the real important time of the year. You know, when playoffs comes around here, you know, that's gonna be a test and a challenge and stuff. But what I'm looking forward to, and yeah, like I said, you know, this team's we got a lot of good things going right now, and you know, just in perfect time. You know, with playoffs rolling around here.
That would be the one thing I think I'd point to more than any is the goaltending of Sebastian Cosa and Michael Hutchinson. But you in particular, and this run you're on now, has been awesome to watch. You and I talked about it this morning. It's been so much fun for us to watch you progress,
Amen.
Sebastian. And there's no doubt we see 100% why they picked you in the first round of the draft, which is a rarity for goaltenders. Your future is, it's so bright for you, and how exciting that is.
I appreciate it, Bob. Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of hard work left, but, yeah. Definitely exciting times, for sure.
All right, buddy. Thanks for doing this,
awesome.
Huh?
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Sebastian Cosa joining us here in our post-game show.